Hello, Yuri?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Yuri, thanks for holding. This is Charlie. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I just remember that we still didn't talk about anything.
Who just transferred you over to me? Just curious. Do you know who was?
A woman.
It was Jess?
Maybe yes. I'm not really good with the names.
No worries. I just wanted to know. Okay, so I know we talked last week. I know you've been busy. You're a busy guy too. But did you have any other questions or anything like that, concerns, or are you ready to rock and roll here?
First of all,
sure.
I saw a lot of reviews regarding your company. Guys who signed the contract with, doesn't matter who worked with you. A few months later, they start receiving a lot of, spam calls and, any messages, how it works. I mean, why they got this and how to avoid this.
The spam, yeah. So I always recommend a tracking call system. So typically what that means is we put a different phone number on the first page of that Google listing. So that way the calls still get directed to you, but let's say somebody calls like a robocall or they call like a spam caller, we could actually block that number. Just for you being on the first page of Google listing, you are going to get people that are going to call you. That's just inevitable. But we do our best to go ahead and block those numbers as well. And then we're able to listen to make sure that you're only getting quality customers that do contact you. And then we can work with you on that.
Robert phone call. I know this bot, I didn't connect it to my Google profile.
Okay.
Because I didn't think about it. But what's the difference between this? Still, mm-hmm. These guys will call into me, and they will call to this bot, and I still receive a lot of voicemail messages or how it works.
Okay, so as of right now, you have a different number than your regular number, or?
No. But now I have my regular number.
Okay.
I didn't cut my Google Business option to put this.
The tracking call system?
Yeah, tracking call system. So I didn't connect it.
Oh, okay.
I just tried to understand what's the difference between this tracking system and when I'm picking up the phone, because still they call to me.
Yeah, so the difference is we're able to track everything with the tracking call system number. So with the regular phone number that you have, we can't block numbers or we can't say, hey, this call is coming from this area and track that because it's just your regular number. What we do, though, is we put a Google Business number on there. So that way it's still the local number there, but we're able to track to see, hey, instead of Bellevue, you're getting a call in Tacoma. Right? And they're calling you. Oh, okay. Well, this is a customer. Oh, this was not a customer. This is a spam. Let's block that number. So that way they can't call you from that number anymore. When it's just your phone number, you don't have that option. You have to do those things manually. You see what I'm saying?
I have AT&T and they provide this anti-spam
phone system.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good though.
Yeah, maybe it was just something different. So, as I understand, it works with the same way.
Yeah, it works the same way. So if you want to do it with them, that's fine. You can do it with them. Mm-hmm. It just is included in the package that we do here with our customers. So when I set you up here, I was going to ask you if you wanted that anyways. So, but if you don't, it's okay. You can do it with AT&T. If you do, that's fine. We can make that happen as well. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's a feature, but again, it's your business. So I always like to ask our clients before because, if you guys have the same number or something like that.
Yeah, we can try something different before. Something different from all I tried already.
Yeah.
Everything. And okay, next question is Geotex. Are you guys connecting Google Business and adjust all this Geotex?
What was that again?
Geotax, geography.
Okay, so the only thing that we do is we program the Google Business Profile on the for the map section. Now, if your question is making sure that like everything is correct with like a Yelp, a Yahoo, a Bing, an Apple, like other platforms like that, we do make sure that
No, I'm asking about location, because I receive a lot of phone calls from Pakistan, India, sometimes...
The geo-tracking.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, so the only thing that you're going to be shown in is going to be in your radius that you would like to populate into. So I remember last time it was going to be... I think it was, 15 to 20 miles is where you wanted to be populated into. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, so that's the only way, that's the only areas that we're going to populate you, so you can't be found in other areas. Now, I can't say that somebody from Pakistan or India is going to look up, you know, Bellevue Companies that does what you do, and then they can still call you, right? So, like, if I'm in California and I look up the industry that you're in and I call over in that area, you'll receive my phone call. But it's not that we're going to promote you out in that area. It's just going to be within that 20 to 15 mile radius.
I mean, I don't need to promote me on these areas. I'm just asking.
Yes, sir.
Because with our SEO, when we adjust a website, for example, so we apply all this geo-tracking system. And we sure that my advertisement is in zip codes or
right.
In cities or in the miles range that will have.
Yes, it will be. Yes, in your zip code or the miles radius. So, like, you could either do a miles radius of 15 to 20 miles radius, or if you want to get specific and you want to do certain zip codes, we can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And how many keywords we can put there?
I think you could do 100, but we go really by key phrases. And for the key phrases, you really go to about 15 to 20 key phrases on the services that you provide. Typically, our customers only use around 8 to 9 key phrases, but you're all the way up to 15 to 20 key phrases, 100 keywords, mm-hmm. really. Okay.
Next question is, do you add backlinks?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, how many backlinks it will be added?
So we just do the most popular ones out there. So we do like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, because that's really what's going to help you with the ranking. Typically what we found in doing this for 20 years that when we do backlinks for like 60 to 50 and 70 directory listings, you receive a lot of those spam calls because there's really no traffic going to there but spammers. So we cut that mm-hmm. into just the most popular directory listings so you receive customers instead of those spam calls. And that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, with this, we're good. Mm-hmm. Next question. Will you optimize my current campaign?
What campaign are you currently doing?
So I have two campaigns there. I actually have two different payments for Google listings, and I just have to check what exactly I use there. Two campaigns is, first campaign is painting services and second campaign is wallpaper installation services. I paused my painting services campaign And I just left wallpaper installation because I see more profit for my company in these services.
Okay. And that's with the Google AdWords, right? The Google advertising that you're running yourself?
Yeah.
That's fine. We can add to it, or we can make sure that we're creating a better one, so then that way that one optimizes better as well.
Okay, sounds good. Second, another question is, I just have to check my Wix platform and also Google app, because I have two different payments from Google, and I don't remember which one paying for campaign and another for something else. So I don't exactly understand what I'm paying there.
Gotcha. So the Google campaigns, usually it's for the Google ads. So if you have two Google ads that's up and running, you could actually pause both of them so that way that doesn't run out. And then my tech team actually takes they do that for you. And then that's why, like, within the $5.99 month to month, we allocate the own budget for the $300. Obviously, you get a $100 credit because you're going through a Google Premier Channel partner. So it's $400 for that month for that Google ads. And then also, too, we have for the Facebook retargeting campaigns, we allocate $100 from that $599 as well. So you don't have to have an extra budget on top of that. We take care of that for you. So you're always just paying at that flat rate.
Yeah, I was promoted through Wix for $500 for this Google ads. I just I have two different payments and I just don't remember or it was through Wix or through Wix or it was through Google My Business profile. So I just have to check this information where exactly Google charged me.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, Google doesn't do the Google Business Profile. They don't do that optimization, so they won't charge you there. The only way that they would charge you is through the Google Ads. That's the only way they would charge you. Now, Wix, that's a different story. Obviously, you have your website through there, so they are going to charge you there for the hosting of the site. So that's probably where the other payment did come out from.
No, hosting I have from another source.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have my own domain, so I don't want to stick to Wix platform forever. So next question is access through Google Business. You will be as admin. I will be as owner, as I understand. And what kind of responsibilities you will have?
Yeah, good question. Where are the responsibilities of SEO content creation on there?
Okay, so you're just a content creator.
Yes,
and
sir.
Adjustment.
Yeah, and making sure that you're populating on that first page of Google when they search your services. So that way people can just contact you directly.
Okay. The next question is really important for me because I got this issue a week ago. It is phishing attacks, spam photos, or videos. Because if you open my Google profile, you'll see some Indian families. I don't know why they put under my company name their family photos. I tried to report, tried to block, and still I didn't delete it, these photos and a couple of videos.
Okay. So... I mean, if they're on your Google Business profile, we'll be able to take them off.
Okay, so you'll be able to do it. Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't see any as of right now, but you can let my tech team know. Yeah, my tech team is good with that. You can let my tech team know, hey, this is where it's at. You can open up my Google Business profile. They'll have access, like I said, because they'll have the they'll have the admin access where they can be in the photos in the back end, and then they'll be able to see it. And if they need to delete it, then they could absolutely take that out for you.
Okay, perfect. Good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you would go on the photos, not downloaded by me, on all photos, and in all photos, you will see this children's videos. So it is just two videos, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
three or four pictures. So I reported to Google. I hope they deleted it. I don't know yet, so I didn't see it today.
Okay.
But at least
when did you make that claim to them? A while ago or recently?
I claimed for last picture, I claimed yesterday, and about 3 days ago, I claimed for a couple of videos.
Okay. Okay. If it's not taken down, like I said, my tech team can make sure that that does get taken down, so that way the only thing that's populating in your photos is stuff that you offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Got it. Next question is reviews, adding, and deleting. Because I'm good right now. I have my stars raised and everything is fine. But I heard stories like company has competitors who just try to down the rate of their competitors,
mm-hmm.
and they put bad reviews or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that.
Do you guys solve this question as well, or it is impossible to solve, and I will have to connect with Google as owner?
No, so how it works is we would be able to do review monitoring. We have that offer. We have that option as well, so you have that in the package. What that means is that if somebody gives you a falsified review, we would be able to submit out to Google and say, hey, this person did a falsified review. My client did not do any work with them. They'll open an investigation if they find that that is a legitimate deal right there, where you didn't do any work for them and they left you a bad review, then they will go ahead and take it off. If you did do work for them, just letting you know how it works, and they say, hey, they did do work, everybody, you know, it was proven, they have to just go to the source itself, hash it out you have to do it with the customer, and then that customer has to change it. But like you said, I understand there are companies out there that are nasty and they like to tear people down. If they do that, we are going to be able to open up an investigation there for you, and then make sure that that's a legitimate review at that point.
Okay, sounds good. Next question, where and how I can see analytics? I mean,
yeah.
I will have the access to Google Analytics or Google.
Beautiful.
Google.
Yeah, good question. So you have a dashboard for us where we put everything in one area, so it's very easy for you to check. So because you have like the VIP package, you'll get the Google Analytics for the ads itself. Okay, so you'll be able to see the clicks, the traffic through there. You'll be able to track the calls with the call tracking system through your dashboard. You'll also be able to see what you're listed for, location of searches, how much traffic's coming through your Google Business Profile. And then you'll also be able to see your analytics through Facebook on that dashboard as well. We put that all in one area. You'll have a username and password. My tech team, when we do the onboarding call, will show you how to get there, and then they'll show you where you can look. So that way, it's very easy, but they'll show you, hey, this is where you can click to see your Google, your ads, and also your Facebook. And it's just
different. We talk about your own platform, or we talk about Google Analytics profile?
No, we talk to our own platform. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to cough in your ear. We build you a custom tracking system where you get to track everything just in one area. So that way you don't have to... Go ahead.
What's the system? I mean, is it on the Google Analytics platform, or is it your own platform? So what exactly
is it? It's our own platform. So it's our own local splash platform that you'll be able to log into. So that way you don't have to go to like Google Analytics, and then you have to go to the Google tabs, and then you don't have to go to Facebook. We put it all in one area, so it's easier for you to track.
Oh, so you just connect it to all these accounts there?
We connect it all to one for you.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
With this, we're good. Then, Google Listings, rank on Google, how I will see any differences how it looks like, because I receive a bunch of phone calls like, your company is not ranked on Google Listings, blah, 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 blah.
I get those too, and I don't even have a business.
Yeah, I understand it, but I mean, when you receive around five or 10 phone calls every day during the last 2 or 3 years,
yeah,
it's annoying.
100%.
What exactly will be with this?
Yeah, so you'll be able to track your Google Business listing, like I said, with the dashboard itself. And then so right now, you're not ranking on the first page of Google for all the services you provide. So you'll be able to start anytime you search the services that we're going to do for your key phrases. You'll be able to search within the 30 to 45 days for the Google Maps section. That's when you'll be able to start to see your company populate on that first page placement.
Okay, got it. And now my company is somewhere, I believe, on the second page or something like this, or maybe on the third page. I don't remember. I didn't check it a long time ago. And still I receive a lot of these phone calls. When you guys will do your and I will be ranked by Google, and I will be in these listings. All these other phone calls just stop calling, so you have your own base of marketing companies. For example, when you work within the company, so you put this in the company in this system, and another marketing company understand that, okay, this guy already working with these guys, or they still continue calling and try to attack.
Good question. No, very good question right there, Yuri. So there's a thing called Google Channel Partners, like I explained to you last time. We're one of them. So within the Google Channel Partners, which there are 40 of us, the listing should not be available for any of those Google Channel Partners to call you. Now, that's not to say anybody that's not a Google Channel Partner still can't call you and tell you, hey, like, we can get you to the first page. But what we say, and we take you through the voice verification, if anybody calls you and says, hey, like, we'd like to help you with your Google Business listing, you can just say, hey, we're with Local Splash, we don't need your services, and you can hang up. Because, you know, there's companies out there that'll still call people on the first page and tell them, like, hey, your listing is not listed. I've had it happen so many times with our clients, and they're like, I'm on the first page. And I'm like, yeah, I know. They're just trying to take the business. So if they're not, like I said, the listing will stop for the Google Business, the Google partners. But anybody that's not a Google partner, they might call you. But that's why, like, we had the call tracking system. So even if they call, we'll be able to block those numbers for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, optimization score. Again, same question, how I will see it.
Yeah, that's going to be in the dashboards for you. You'll be able to see all that stuff for you. Any metrics for the tracking, you'll be able to see on that Google, on the dashboard for the Local Splash. So you'll be able to see your metrics through either the profile itself, through the ads itself for Google and for Facebook. And then also to the listings for the backlinks will be on there as well.
So when we work with you, everything is fine, for example, and we don't have any issues. If for some reason I decided to move to another company, close the business, whatever, what we have in this case? Because now I don't have my own marketing department. I don't have any departments.
Right.
So I have to work outsource company, that's for sure. Someday, I hope I will be lucky, and I will have my own marketing department who will take care about everything this. What exactly will be when we stop and work with your company?
Yeah, so that's totally up to you. For us, it's month to month, so there's no contracts or anything like that. Like I said, we do ask for a verbal 2-month agreement because it takes the 30 to 45 days to get you on the very first page of Google for all the services you provide with the map section. But if you wanted to cancel at any time, Yuri, you could say, hey, just want to cancel the service. There's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties for you. The only thing that we ask if you do want to cancel, or if you're just like, hey, I have a marketing company, I'm going to go in-house now. I have a team that's going to do it for me. We just ask that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you don't get charged for your next month of service. So if, you know, let's say today's the 6th, I don't want it to fall on a weekend or a holiday or something like that. You're trying to call in and cancel on a 6th when the billing cycle is due, and then you can't get a hold and it charges again, then we got a mess, right? So we always just say, just give us 3 business days and that's it.
Okay, and so in this case, everything is fine. So what about the metrics, the analytics, how it will go after that? Because I understand that you have your own platform where you can access Google Analytics from my Google business profile and all analytics. If we go separate, how I will get the access not to your platform, to my Google Analytics, to all this analytics system of any partners programs?
Yeah, so for Google Analytics, you can just go to Google. There's a tab in your back office for your profile itself, and you can go to that Google Analytics. Same thing like when you were running your ads for the campaign for the Google business, for the Google ads, you had those analytics there. You could always access those analytics through your Google business profile. We would just take down our analytics for local splash. So that way nothing is just put in one, but you can still access it through your Google Analytics and your Facebook Analytics when you run that out, if you were to ever run that out. Yeah. We don't take any ownership for your stuff. So you'll always have everything for your Google will always be yours. Your Facebook will always be yours. Your listings will always be yours. If you ever were to cancel on for us because you wanted to go a separate way, the only thing that we stop is we stop the advertising and we stop the programming for the Google business profile. That's it. You keep everything else. Obviously, the analytics is you won't have access to that. That'll just go through Google. But other than that, like, you're keeping everything else. Everything is still intact and still yours for you to keep long-term for your business.
You will not delete any of information or anything that you already did.
No. All your information is always protected with us. And even when we sign you up here, what I do is I say, hey, I do a security question for you. And we never sell or share any of your information. Even your company name, we don't even tell potential clients that we're working with you because we want to make sure that you're only getting calls from customers, not from our potential prospects to say, hey, how's Local Splash? That's not your responsibility. So we always keep you in our private. That's our privacy policy here at this company, that we cannot disclose any information or anything like that. So you'll always be protected at that point.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, let's try to work with you guys for next few months. So let's start with the monthly. If everything is fine, we will continue to work with you if something's happened. Yeah, at least I know that I will not be charged for anything, and all my content or any adjustments that you will make, it will be still on my Google profile.
100%. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to verify that your stuff is still correct. So you're still out of the 921 139th Avenue, Northeast Bellevue, Washington, correct?
Yes, and it is just apartment complex, so I don't have big office. I didn't see any good reason to make the office because almost every time it's just the services. I don't have any showroom products.
Okay, yeah, you're going to the customer at that point, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question here. So on your Google business profile, you have that address displayed. Do you want me to hide that address for you so that way the only thing that'll pop up is Bellevue, Washington, 980005?
I actually, yesterday I worked with this as well because, as I told you, I found a few photos of just different persons that don't have to be on my page.
On your account, right.
Yes, I reported on this, and I also deleted, I hided the address, but it looks like you still see it.
Okay, so if you already did it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my tech team just verify and make sure that that is going to be hidden for you, because I understand where you're coming from there. Like I said, my tech team, works hand in hand with you, because when you're working with Google, as you can already imagine, it's not fast. It do take a while. Yeah. You have to communicate with email and all that kind of stuff. You'll always be able to contact us through phone, call in, ask us, hey, can we make these changes? Yes, we'll make those changes for you and we'll put those into play. So that way they're very quick for you and you can get, you know, it's not going to take forever to respond back and forth here. So, okay, I'm glad you told me that. That's beautiful. You want the call tracking system, right?
Yeah, let's try to work with this call tracking system. Okay. I never tried it. I know how it works. I just didn't want to use it for but now. If we'll adjust everything, let's see how it works.
Okay. Yeah, and if you ever want to change it back, you could definitely change it back too.
Yeah, just call me back in the next couple of minutes, customer on the phone.
What was that?